Focus on the Family on AM 1230 KPRL and 99.3 FM is brought to you by Sculptera Winery and Sculpture Garden. The Franco family and staff invite you to visit their beautiful world and taste their award-winning estate wine. Open daily 10 to 5 on Lanay Road in Paso Robles.
Some students like a rigid schedule, and you can give them that as homeschoolers, but some prefer more freedom, more flexibility.
This is Focus on the Family Minute with Monica Swanson.
As I mentioned, my two oldest sons went away to college, and both of them studied science and math. One majored in data analytics, one was mechanical engineering. And both of them would say they were very well prepared through homeschooling. And I think that flexibility was a big part of it. They were able to get internships. They were able to study the things on the side. One of them was learning to code a computer in ninth grade just because he found it fascinating and he had the time to do that. So I think flexibility is huge. And then, of course, my last two sons are both athletes. One is a professional surfer, one is hoping to be a professional golfer, and that too gives them flexibility to work their school schedule around their sports.
You can hear more from Monica at familyminute.org.
Focus on the Family on AM 1230 KPRL and 99.3 FM is brought to you by Sculptera Winery and Sculpture Garden. The Franco family and staff invite you to visit their beautiful world and taste their award-winning estate wine. Open daily 10 to 5 on Lanay Road in Paso Robles.
Hi, I'm glad you could make it.
Wow, your house looks amazing.
Thanks. We just had our whole house painted by Peak Painting. They even refinished all of our cabinets.
They did a beautiful job. I really like the colors.
They had their in-house designer help me with my color selection. The whole process was so easy. You should have them do a free estimate at your house. Just go to peakpainting.com to book an appointment. That's peakpainting.com.
I'm pulling it up on my phone right now.
Hi, I'm Seth Peak.
And I'm Ryan Peak.
And we're the Peak Brothers. From cabinet painting to interior painting.
Exterior painting, both residential and commercial.
We're your go-to family-owned and operated painting company serving all of Slo County. We look forward to working with you. To learn more and book your appointment, visit Peak Painting at peakpainting.com.
Painting services come with a 9-year labor and materials warranty. Some exclusions apply. Contact peakpainting.com for details. That's Peak Painting, peakpainting.com.
Do you use propane for your home or business? Family-owned and operated Delta Liquid Energy has provided local area residents with dependable and courteous propane service since 1936. From home heating and cooking to powering your irrigation engine pump or forklift, propane can do it all. Don't forget their location in Paso Robles refills propane bottles of all sizes Monday through Saturday and has a dump station for your RV. To learn more, call Delta Liquid Energy, 805-239-0616, or go online to deltaliquidenergy.com.
Good afternoon and welcome to Free Talk California with Susanna Luthi on AM 1230 KPRL 99.3 FM. Phone lines are open at 238-5775, 238-5775. KPRL. California Free Talk is brought to you by A-Town Diner in Atascadero on El Camino Real. Now open for dinner every night. Ask about the daily specials. And now, Free Talk California on The Right Choice, KPRL.
And it is Free Talk California. It's Darsha Stebbins sitting in for Susanna Luthi today. And we have so much going on. This could go in so many different directions. And what I wanted to bring to you today was some discussion about what's happening locally and the state of California, mostly locally, because I feel like with everything that has gone on, the Republican National Committee and the assassination of President Trump last weekend, and all the reports coming out, the Secret Service, head of the Secret Service, Ms. Cheadle this morning, where basically it was a couple of hours of not answering the question, obfuscating, not getting answers, saying that they have this information, but she didn't want to report back in as to what the determination was because the investigation was ongoing. But there are so many questions, and What I'm hearing most often in my heart and just when you look at all of the events that are happening almost on a daily basis, huge either Supreme Court decisions, the assassination attempt. You have the CrowdStrike Microsoft Windows that literally stopped airplane traffic in the United States and all over the world. That hasn't happened since 9/11, which brings up another thing, 9/11. So I'm asking everyone, when you're hearing the news and you're hearing even from alternative media, please use your discernment. This is a time where we need to be seeking the truth. And I'm not coming on here standing in for Susanna with all the answers or even as an expert in any certain things, other than I can probably say that I have more knowledge from the outside of our county's election than most people do in our county, even some maybe on the inside. But from that standpoint, I would like to convey to people, please, it may seem like there's chaos. It may seem like there's so many things coming from all different directions. But when you seek the truth, use your discernment. Look at it and say, how do I get to a place where my family, where I'm not in a desperate situation? So please practice what you know, practice your resiliency, practice where you have some stores of water, food, whatever you think you might need. Go ahead and do those things before it's literally chaos. So I'm hoping that, and I believe that there is a higher power. I believe that God's in control, and it's a matter of us just going, wow, everything that's gone down in the last months and years has been really pretty traumatic from a psychological standpoint, as well as just going, okay, what's coming next? So, well, here's what we know. In the last week, we had locally a Board of Supervisors meeting on Tuesday, where the Board of Supervisors just continued to go forward with the water districts that haven't actually been formed and are literally taking away the rights of the property owners. We have had the Mid-State Fair, and what an amazing time. So I've worked the Republican Party booth, is actually where I've been three different times at the Mid-State Fair, and then also attended a concert. And I have to tell you that people, it's a different atmosphere. We have in this county an amazing mix of conservative values, ranchers, farmers, you know, and the youth. I'm so impressed with the youth that are coming through and just stopping and talking. And we have a cutout of President Trump, and he has a sterile pad, like a Band-Aid over his right ear, like he was wearing at the Republican National Convention. So we've had a little bit of fun with that, only as a matter of some nervous laughter, because otherwise you would just going, this is really crazy. So the youth that are coming through there that are showing their livestock, whether it's lambs, pigs, I even understand now they have turkeys that they're showing. So it's really impressive. These young people, they get up early in the morning, they take care of their animals, they journal what they're feeding, what they're doing every single day. They learn finances, they learn the work ethic. It's really impressive. So if you have a chance to either bid on, I think the auction is this Saturday. So if you have a chance to go out and just go through the livestock pens, see how hard these young people are working. And when you have to show an animal, I've been showing dogs, and it's a different mentality. You're out there and you're on display, and you know that if the mistakes happen, you just got to keep going and do the best you can on that day. And there's something that you learn from that. Anyway, so then we have Mid-State Fair events going on. And then this weekend, more news coming out, and more news and more news and more news and more news coming out regarding the shooting attempt, and whether there was one, two, three different shooters, whether there were locations, the water tower, the roof, why aren't we getting answers, and how is it that they can come out with this narrative within 15 minutes, an hour, saying that this shooter acted alone? So again, there are so many questions that come up, and things just don't quite make sense. And so when things don't make sense, I'm asking you, please stop and say, that doesn't make sense. Why doesn't it make sense? And it's usually because you don't have the truth. So keep seeking the truth. Then we have Biden stepping down, and I'll say actually falling down, more like in recent times. So we have him stepping down from the presidential nomination. Kamala Harris supposedly will be stepping into that slot, may or may not be. And you have to know that right now, the Democrats, even the rhinos, even people who are the never Trumpers, are just going crazy. They don't know what to do at this point, because if he does get in office, an election can be held, and I'll go into that in a little bit, but if an election can be held and he's the clear and convincing winner, that means there are a lot of people that are really, I hope anyway, a lot of people that law and order will be restored. And there has been, over the last, since I'd say turn of the, you know, around 2002, 2003, that our elections started getting diverted and going sideways. And until we can get that back, I'll speak to what Dave Nelson was just talking about in the last half hour. I'll speak to the elections and what's been going on in our county, state, and the nation. And we have a caller calling in. I wanted to just make sure that people know that there is a fundraiser, an event coming up this weekend, where John Eastman, Trump's 2020 attorney, will be. You can go that is actually on the Republican Party website. And on that website, the reason why I think it's so monumental is just hearing more about the election and the 2020 election, because so much has happened since then. I'd like to go to that caller, and let's see if we can pick this up. And caller, you're on the air.
Hey, Darsha. Hey, I just wanted to, I just did want to comment about a couple of things. So I listened a little bit to the Congress where the head of the FBI or
Secret Service.
Secret Service. She was horrible. I don't know why they wouldn't hold her in contempt. She wouldn't answer questions, and she didn't provide the any of the documents that they requested of her. Doesn't that sound familiar?
It does sound familiar. So my understanding is that she didn't actually talk to the people who were supposedly in charge for 3 days after the shooting. This is the biggest event that's happened in 100 years, you know. And maybe assassination attempt on Reagan. But let's look at what has transpired since that point in time. And there are video accounts I've heard where there's different shots fired from different locations, and they sound differently. I'm not a, you know, ammunitions expert, but I do know something about what sounds different from a different location, and you get an echo off a building or not. And she was even saying that she wouldn't give how many bullets were, how many shells were next to the, quote, lone shooter. So those types of things, you just have to stop. And like I've said, what do you think? I mean, what else do you have to use your discernment? How do you get to truth? When you had teenagers, how did you get to the truth?
Right. So, you know, I watch a program on Rumble, and it's called And We Know. It's a station. He does maybe 4 or 5 programs every week. And he did a whole segment on the shooting, and he had a diagram on it, and there was something about the sound of the bullets and all that. It's very interesting. But he puts together a lot of good information. And these days, you have to look beyond whatever somebody's telling you to confirm what's true or not, because we know we're just, my mind goes, we know we're just like a mushroom, you know, kept in the dark. And
you mean we've been lied to?
Yeah, that's it. Lied
but
to
but now,
bit,
don't but, you think hey, more than ever, it just is becoming more and more obvious. It's like,
it
thank
is.
You. It's obvious. I can tell now. I mean, 3 years ago, 4 years ago, when COVID first started, you're like, oh, I don't know if this just doesn't sound right. I don't know if this, now within 30 seconds, they go, oh, false flag. Oh,
right.
Not sure what's going on there, but it's not what it appears to be.
Well, and they don't report things correctly. Like the Main Street News said that there was, you know, a shuffle or something. They didn't say it was an assassination attempt. And that is, that should be a crime, actually, to not report the true news.
Mm-hmm.
But maybe someday it will be.
Mm-hmm.
I wanted to talk to you about something else.
What's that?
So, the Republican Party is putting on a fundraiser dinner.
Well,
and it's on July 27th.
Mm-hmm.
On a Saturday, this coming Saturday, and it's called the Lincoln-Reagan-Trump Dinner. And, you know, we had the Lincoln-Reagan Dinner last year, and this year we added Trump. And somebody said to me, literally said, wow, Lincoln and Reagan have both been shot. Or shot at, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And now here's Trump. They're all three. All three, some of the finest presidents we've ever had. And they've all been shot at. Just amazing to me. But anyway, I'd like to say something about this. We're having a great dinner. It's being done by Stein's Catering. It's going to be a full-on dinner. It's with sliced sirloin and a Cabernet reduction sauce and classic chicken marsala with the roasted mashed potatoes. I mean, and a Tuscan roasted seasonal vegetable. Is your mouth watering yet? And we're going to have a strawberry shortcake parfait for dessert. I mean, Stein's Catering is going all out.
And it is a beautiful venue. It's at Thousand Hills Ranch. It's Pismo Beach back in the hills there. Now, do you have to be a Republican to attend this dinner?
What's
not
that?
At all. Do you have to be a Republican?
No. Anybody can come who is interested in knowing the truth, because our speaker is, I can say he was an attorney because they have gone after him, but he's Attorney John Eastman, who represented President Trump, and he's
for the 2020, November 2020 election.
Problems, the corruption in Arizona, and because he stood by Trump and questioned what they were doing, it's called lawfare. They have gone after him, and actually, even in the state of California, that they just, I think, a couple weeks ago disbarred him. But he has the real news. He has a firsthand experience. And he has information that's going to knock people's socks off. So that's a pretty big thing to just have Mr. Eastman come here and speak. It's going to be a really great thing. And we're doing auctions. We're doing a live auction. We're doing a chance auction, you know, where people are donating. We've had so many wonderful donations. Ancient Peaks has gone beyond and just provided so many wonderful.
They have the zip line tours and the wine.
Zip line, wine tasting, lunch, escape room. It's just, it's actually going to be three different things that we auction off from them alone, from Ancient Peaks alone. And then And then we have, we have a flight, a private flight for some lucky two people to fly all the way down to Catalina Island to have lunch.
I happen to know someone who would be interested in that. So it's a flight out to Catalina Island, joining me for lunch and my husband for lunch up at the island in the sky. It's right there at the airport.
Oh, it's going to be so fun.
Now, how would you get tickets to this event?
Well, you could go to rpsloc.org. That's rpsloc.org.
And that's Republican Party of San Luis Obispo County.
County.org. Yes, that's what it is.
Mm-hmm.
And you can just go there and click on the flyer, and it'll take you right to where you could get tickets. Anyway, it is going to be an awesome event. The generosity of people and the support of people has been over the top. And it's going to be at Thousand Hills Ranch, just outside on the outskirts of Pismo Beach. It's a lovely venue. It's huge. And it's tucked back in the country there, and it's just beautiful.
Excellent. Well, thank you so much for calling in and letting us know about that. And I will be able to answer any more questions as callers come in. And we have another caller on the other line. So thank you so much for that report. I hope everyone will take a look at that.
Okay.
Bye. Have a great day. And caller, you're on KPRL. Oh, we had to go off. I hope you'll call back. Thanks. So this event, as Cindy, I believe it was Cindy Muir, was talking about, is the reason why I think John Eastman is one of the most interesting people to be able to talk about right now at this point in time, is because we have so much lawfare that has happened to just well-meaning people all over the country that came to January 6th. And 2021, after the November 2020 election. And he has facts and figures, and it's really amazing. I'll get to some of that on the other side of the break. It's Darcia Stebbins sitting in for Susanna Luthi. Thank you.
Ace Auto Care in Atascadero, the best price and service on brakes, tires, smog checks, oil changes, and more. Ace Auto Care, all your vehicle needs, everything you want.
Fox News, I'm Tom Graham. Vice President Kamala Harris making her first public comments since President Biden announced he's dropping his re-election bid.
His honesty, his integrity, his commitment to his faith and his family.
The VP praising the president while speaking at the White House as she picks up several key endorsements for her candidacy, including from former House Speaker Nancy Pelosi. Republican Senator J.D. Vance holding his first solo rally since being named Donald Trump's running mate. He offered plenty of praise for the former president.
I think we want the kind of president who sees around corners, who doesn't follow the stupid conventional wisdom right off the cliff, who fights for American citizens, puts them first, and has the wisdom to know how to lead this country.
Now, speaking at an event in Middleton, Ohio this afternoon, America is listening to Fox News.
Hello, everybody. This is Danny from Paso Tile and Stone, where elegance is made affordable. We want to thank everybody for a record month last month. It was amazing. How do you do it, people ask me? Because we save a bunch of people a bunch of money every month. So come on down for tile, cabinets, flooring, showers, prefabs, buy one, get one free deal on slabs. Come on down. Thank you. 447 Main Street, Templeton.
And it's Darcia Stebbins, local fair elections, and I'd like to say great, let's get elections great again instead of fair elections advocate for our elections here in San Luis Obispo County, paying attention for the last 3 years, sitting in for Susanna Luthi. while she is on maternity leave. And we were going to, if she didn't have a name yet picked out or we didn't know the name yet, we were going to have a little contest and we could see what we could, what names we could put out there for her to make her job a little bit easier. But we appreciate that she is home taking care of her new baby boy. And I'll be sitting in as for however long she would like to be on maternity leave. But this past week, we have just entered a new phase of the Twilight Zone. So we've had Donald Trump get shot. We've had Hulk Mania, who actually went MAGA Mania. So the Hulk was on, was speaking at part of the Republican National Convention. We have J.D. Vance, who has been selected for as Trump's running mate. CrowdStrike and Windows, it was a combination CrowdStrike with a Windows update caused some chaos, especially with airlines. We also had banks. We also had the Pass Robles. And yes, I do know the baby's name. I got a little note here. So yes, I heard that this morning that it's Robert Bobby Taylor. But we were going to have some fun with it last week and didn't get that far. But with CrowdStrike and the Windows update that caused all of the chaos, what's really interesting on that, if you might have remembered CrowdStrike, that's the company that had the server that was in Hillary's bathroom maybe was kind of subverted, and there was all of the 33,000 emails that were deleted. So there's some history with CrowdStrike that the Democrat National Convention, our committee, had Seth Rich may have been connected with a CrowdStrike, which was the group that they were supposedly trusted to go in and determine what happened to the information that was leaked out of the Democrat server, the Democrat National Convention. And what's interesting is there's actually on their website, they have a zero tolerance policy. So a zero tolerance policy in coding is where you don't have to rely on trust. You don't have to trust certain things. You have checks and balances in place to be able to just say, okay, we don't have to rely on trust. We have something here that's going to allow for the possibilities that if there's something that's been undermined, that the next thing goes into place, similar to what the Secret Service is supposed to have in place. If this doesn't work, we have the backup. That didn't seem to be in place. And I wanted to talk about that a little bit more. We have a caller calling in. We'll go to the lines. Hello, you're on KPRL.
Hi, I was. I don't know if I'll be able to communicate this straightforward, but I think a lot of what's happening may be a blessing because it kind of really does reveal some of the lies. And just one of my examples is like, I don't know. It's kind of like if we've been lied to, let's say about election processing, and they say it has to be done this way. The governor says you got to use machines. And we think, well, I guess I don't know what they know, and they must be doing, you know, what's right. Did you hear what the president wanted to do, the next president wants to do about elections? One day, show your identity and vote.
Imagine that.
And so having been lied to and told it can't be done, and then seeing they were lying to us, it can be done. I mean, almost like having Trump skip a term is a blessing.
Thank you for bringing that up. That is part of the Republican Party platform. So as a nation, to be able to have not just paper ballots, but sophisticated paper ballots. And I take that to mean a watermark, a serial number, something that can be traced back so that you can't get just like a dollar bill. You can't copy a dollar bill. There are even checks that have that in place, where if you copy a check, the copy is a void. So I'd love to see something like that. And you're right. When it becomes obvious and you think, gosh, you know, does it make sense that we'd mail out a ballot to every single person on a list that we don't know where that list is formed and no one takes responsibility or accountability for that list? And 100%
of the
people.
Voter rolls and called those numbers on there to see, are you really at this address and this person? Like, I don't even live in the state anymore. How many? And we just kind of say, well, they'll clean it up. And because it's, I mean, people work for a living. They don't want to deal with other people's jobs. But I think having Trump skip a term is going to be a huge revelation to what can be done.
Well, and as things do start to reveal themselves, I mean, I think we all, I know I did anyway, you kind of go through those stages of grief, you know, where it's denial, anger, bargaining, right. depression, acceptance. Right. So right. a lot of us were in that anger phase, you know, like, right. what is going on here? And then, you know what? I've been lied to. I'm not right. happy about this. And
last show, you mentioned all the names we've been called. Like you, and it equates to, you must really be stupid, you know?
Well,
it's like, I guess so. I'm sorry to bother you so much. I'll shut up. You know, I must be stupid. But no, it's, you're just being lied to. And that, it, anyway, I'm just thinking.
Well,
and,
I appreciate
and it really
you.
That having him skip a term will be a blessing.
There's been so much that has been revealed. And I kept saying, you know, what has been hidden will be revealed. So
right.
thank you for
wait till after I'm dead, though. I want my kids to live in the
yes. Every time I say the Pledge of Allegiance, I think that last sentence, "Justice for all." I say the "for all" a right. little bit louder these days. So
I'm all about seeing the next generation get what we had.
Oh, I know. And with what's been going on in our schools, and I think. For me, it's really the elections and the elections process that because right. it has been subverted, because I know I've seen what I've seen and I can't unsee what I've seen. When we have our elections process where, you know, even if it's hardworking people, we have certain things. And I was kind of alluding to that with the CrowdStrike, the zero trust. If our elections processes aren't able to adjust for when there are misplacements or where there's not a complete chain of custody or where we're relying on literally a black box to count the votes, why can't we open up the machines? Why can't we see the coding? Why can't we see if there are modems in there? And so right. we know there's something that's not quite right. And yet when there's laws and legislation put in place that says you can't do these things, the flag goes up and we all go, something's not quite right. So that discernment.
All those college exams that are mm-hmm. taken on those, I forget what they're called, those little multiple choice
yeah,
sheets that you have to buy to go to college.
Scantron.
Yeah, Scantron. I mean, okay, well. Anyway, so I'm looking forward to our kids going in, showing their ID, voting, and trusting that, you know, the people that are not supposed to are not going to come down here and vote. And it's just the people that are constitutionally expected to do their civic duty, not people who are either being paid or cheating, you know what I mean? And that's just an easy start. But I just loved what, I hope you heard what Trump said he plans on doing to the election process.
And that is part of the Republican platform. He took it a little bit of a step further, and I so appreciated that, because when you don't have to trust, when you can verify, you know, when you go in, you vote in person, you have an ID, and you say, I am that person on the list, and I'm here to vote. I use a precinct ballot. I vote for the people that I want to vote for. And I turn that ballot over to the elections officials there at the precinct, and the votes are counted from a paper ballot at that precinct later that night. And they have four different people that rotate the ballots, and we could have results in maximum 6 hours, and they would be trustworthy and verifiable because there was a person that showed up with an ID, the best we can do at this point. And those votes can be voted right there, are counted right there at the precinct that night, election night, and we could have our results. And right. you can go back and know that your ballot was there physically. We could have cameras overlooking the whole process so that if people wanted to look in and see what was happening, it could be observable, it would be trustworthy. And guess what? Would it be more or less expensive than having these high-speed, fancy counting machines that are supposed to be optical scanners that are? How much?
Kevin was talking electric cars one time, and somebody called in, and it sounded like he had a slant to me, but he says, you know, I kind of actually enjoy hanging out for a couple hours. I get to meet people. It's a social event. And I'm like, yeah, you know,
while they're charging their car.
7-Eleven, and I don't really think I want to hang out back there. But the voting, now that could be a social event. These are your neighbors. These aren't just people on the road who have in common with you a dead battery.
And that's what I say. Remember when voting was fun? You'd go down to your local election, you know, somebody's garage or their school or the church, and you'd see all of your neighbors and have a great time. So let's get back to that. Thanks so much.
Bye.
Hi, you're on KPRL.
Hi, I just heard your voter ID argument, and I wanted to offer a counter-argument. What about states that, and I believe there are some, that will give undocumented people IDs? I don't know if that's happening, and then they could use that and say, well, I'm a citizen, and I, you get what I mean?
Well, that's interesting that you bring that up, because at last, a week ago Tuesday's, Board of Supervisors meeting, Elena Cano, County Clerk Recorder, responded to that question, and John Pashong was asking her, you know, are there illegals that are signing up on the registered voter list and signing up, and are there illegals that are voting? And she said, well, no, because they signed something under penalties of perjury that they're citizens. So really? I think that tells you, and I think the argument has been, you know, if someone is entering the country, they try to make it undocumented, but they're entering the country illegally. And so if they've already committed an illegal event and then they're signing something under penalties of perjury, I'm fairly certain that they have no idea how that is happening and what those questions mean. I have people who have English as their first language, even as their only language, calling me saying, hey, I went into the DMV the other day and renewed my license, and there were three questions about voter registration, and I wasn't sure what I was actually signing up for or not signing up for. And English is my first language, and it said that I was opting out. I'm not sure what I was opting out about. And so we have a lot. There are people that can get a driver's license. It's not hard to get a driver's license. And we even have reports of employers that, you know, whether it's the ag industry or any kind of where you need to have the labor, and the employers are getting a driver's license. They're getting housing. They're getting, you know, probably some through a housing authority, and the housing authority has all of the information as to where they live and can even register them to vote without that person knowing. In my mind, it's kind of an exploitation of what's happening.
Yeah.
And then there's no accountability.
I don't think people should be angry at migrants that are here and saying they're intentionally trying to subvert the election. I think we need to be mad at the people who are facilitating, because I think a lot of these people see these forms and they're encouraged to fill it all the way out, make sure you check all the boxes, and that's why they do it.
And
I'm not necessarily mad at the migrants, because they're just, you know, and they don't speak English or whatever. I know they have driver's licenses. For every migrant I've seen in a car on the road, I mean, what, they all have no licenses? So I know they've got driver's licenses.
And there's
and if they
a
have a
whole
license, then they can vote.
And with the license, with a driver's license, there's a whole process that then qualifies you for, in the state of California, for benefits. And I now have more information on the whole EDD scandal, and it truly is a scandal. Billions of dollars that went out to quote unemployed. And now the federal government is saying, hey, you, California, sent unemployment benefits out to thousands of people that fraudulently requested it, you were supposed to have investigated and researched to determine whether these people should actually receive it. And the driver's license is a way for people to receive benefits from the state of California. So I'll add one more point to that, and then we have another caller. But what happens with, actually we'll have to go to the break, but what happens with that driver's license, is if they do become a citizen of the United States at some point in time and they have voted in an election illegally, then that is a crime. So I hope that that's not happening. We'll be back. Darsha Stebbins sitting in for Susanna Luthi. We'll be back after the break. And the caller that's on the other line will reach you right at the end at the next break.
This Fox Business News update on KPRL is brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
I'm Neil Cavuto, and this is the Fox Business Report.
The major averages kicking off the new trading week higher as investors weighed President Biden's departure from the presidential race. Tech stocks were the biggest winners today following last week's sell-off, while energy declined. Shares of AI darling NVIDIA jumped over 4% after Reuters reported that the AI chip leader was working on a version of its new AI chips for the China market. CrowdStrike stock plunged again, falling 13% today as investors weigh the impact that Friday's tech chaos will have on the cybersecurity provider. Shares of CrowdStrike dropped Friday more than 11% after its faulty software update triggered a global tech outage. The Dow winners, Microsoft, Salesforce, and Amgen. The Dow decliners, Verizon, United Health Group, and Disney. The Dow up 128 points, the NASDAQ up 281, S&P 500 up 59. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Hillary Barsky, invested in you.
Need life insurance but have diabetes, high blood pressure, or on anxiety meds? If you're a 50-year-old male, even Porky, or with type 2 diabetes, $1 million of life insurance may only cost you about $200 a month. For affordable term life insurance, call Term Provider and speak with Big Lou at 800-444-2013. 800-444-2013 or visit BigLou.com. Remember, Big Lou's like you. He's on meds too. 800-444-2013.
This Fox Business News update on KPRL brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
It's hot, and that must mean it's fair time again. Wesley here with Stove and Spa Center. 36 years ago, Stove and Spa Center introduced our business to the locals at the Mid-State Fair. It was a great opportunity to let everyone know who we were and what products we had to offer. We still have fair sale prices on all of our products here in our showroom. So, if you want a great deal on a spa, swim spa, gas, wood, or pellet insert and stove, fireplace, come visit us. We offer number one selling brands available like Hot Springs, the most energy efficient spas built, or our gas, wood, or pellet stoves and inserts and fireplaces. Cozy Heat, Harman, Kuma, Hearthstone, and Electric Fireplaces. All these brands are on sale and give you the ability to save energy costs this winter. So please celebrate summer with us. Enhance your life. Save energy. Save money. Stove and Spa Center, 7485 El Camino Real, Atascadero, between Curbaril and Morrill Roads.
And it's Darsha Stebbins sitting in for Susanna Luthi, and we're just talking to the people, to we the people today. And we have a caller on the line holding over from the break, so we'll go right to that caller now. And you're on KPRL.
Oh, hey, Darsha, how's it going?
It's going great, thanks.
Good. Hey, couple things. Just to clarify, we have three Republican presidents shot. Reagan did take a shot to the abdomen, if I'm correct.
Mm-hmm.
And then we've got, Lincoln, of course, who was murdered, and then President Trump. Now, regarding the current assassination attempt, it it's my belief that the shooter on the barn was a decoy. And I'll explain why I believe that. So if you watch the videos and you hear the gunshots, and then you'll see there's a burst of time. There's a burst of gunshots, and then there's a short length of time after you hear the gunshots, and then you see the reaction from President Trump. Now, someone that knows about the ballistics of a projectile, that 5.56 NATO or Remington 223 travels about 3,000 feet per second. So if one was able to calculate the time between Trump's reaction and the gunshots, you could get a fairly accurate, figure out the distance of how far away that those shots came from.
And so I have seen that analysis. It's actually very, very interesting. You get a different line of projectile.
Yeah, because that's 154 yards, it's like 464 feet. With a 223 or a 5.56, by the time that projectile is displaced and you hear, the shot, that projectile is either already hit or well past, you know, the target at 3,000 feet per second. And so it's, to me, that was the first thing I picked up on right after I listened to videos. When you hear the two-round burst and then the array of bursts after that.
Yeah, and I think I heard three and then five and then one and one.
Right. So it's the delay time, President Trump's reaction after the first, initial burst, that length of time, that's very suspicious. So I think the guy was a decoy. He was there to, to deflect the attention from whomever could have actually taken the shots because, you can see it right there.
And have you seen the videos where they have it from different angles? There's an audio that I've heard, and then a couple different videos that actually have, and I'm sorry to say, but it's fairly graphic, but there are people in the audience that go down as presumably bullets are being off to the left, well, to Trump's right, but to the left of the screen as you're watching the video. And one hit the bleachers, and two, I think, hit other people that were back there. Have you seen that? Have you seen that video? They do it in slow motion, and you can kind of get a sense of the path of where that was coming from. And it does seem like it's in a different path than the ones that were directed more toward Trump. But I'm with you. I think there's a lot of questions that, no matter what angle you look at, where you see it, what's happening, there's some parts of it that just don't seem to add up with the narrative of, oh, it's a lone shooter, especially when there's this 20-year-old with no social media, purchased a 5.5-foot ladder, but then the ladder that you see was maybe placed there later, and why was there a 26-minute stand down for the local police? And there's just so many questions I hope that we do know eventually. I hope that we do find out. And I appreciate people who are knowledgeable looking at this and just saying, okay, what does make sense and how can this happen? And what do we need as the members of the public? How can we use our discernment to be able to determine what we need to continue to seek out that truth? And I think that's my point, is just using our discernment, looking at it and seeking out truth as who's behind it, and knowing what we as individuals need to do in order to take a stand, hold our ground, and then be able to build our community and be able to take a stand here, whether it's Paso Robles, Atascadero. The Central Coast is an amazing place. So do you have, what do you intend to do with the information that you've been able to discover? How does that affect you?
Well, that's a good question. For me personally, knowing that information or what I feel that I believe is that with the poor, security planning and what actually took place, there's no doubt in my mind that the federal government tried to have President Trump killed.
Mm-hmm.
Whether it's the cabal or the deep state or whoever it is, the Democratic Party, who really knows? But there's no doubt in my mind that they tried to have him killed. Now, for me personally, all I can do is process that and just focus on what I can do, and that's just to be protective of my family and my neighbors and my friends and be the best person I can be. It's a challenge because I think we're all going through similar circumstances where we have our own personal values or political affiliations, and then we have family members and friends that we care dearly about that are on the exact other end of the spectrum, which is making this extremely difficult. But I think it's a good wake-up call for everybody, you know, regardless of what side of the aisle that you're on, that these speculations or suspicions or crazy events is really a wake-up call for everybody to
do exactly
what you're saying is discern what you're hearing and use common sense, logic, and if you don't, then do some research and try to educate yourself. It's all we can do.
Excellent. Excellent point. All right. Thank you so much for your input.
Okay.
Have a great day. And KPRL, you're on the air.
Okay. You know, I think it's quite interesting that people would come up with a grassy knoll theory like it was Kennedy assassination.
Mm-hmm.
The truth of the matter is that if they were going to take that much time and energy to make that a diversion, Trump would have been dead. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
They don't do things like this and miss him. It was exactly like it came down from 150 to 200 yards away. He missed him by a little bit, but the bottom line is, if it was a professional job, there wouldn't have been any missing shots. Okay, and to turn it into the grassy knoll is just kind of. Well,
yeah, I've been known to be a conspiracy theorist.
So, there's some things that need to be explained, and I don't think it has anything to do with the shooter. I think it has to do with the security and the CIA. Go ahead.
Well, certainly you can see that there were procedures that either weren't followed completely, and the question becomes, is this incompetence by design? And that's where the questions come in, is say, you know, can this just be where systems broke down and it was one person after another, after another, after another that led to this situation where there obviously there's a failure here. So,
oh, of course, and it's very obvious that existed, but to come to some conclusion that there were more people involved in it than what there was and turn it into a big conspiracy theory, I think is ludicrous. But hey, everybody's entitled to their.
I realize that
security was just absolutely terrible.
Here's one thing I'll throw out, though.
Trump was lucky.
I think it was more than luck, but. You know, we'll call it lucky.
Okay.
What's interesting in your comment is that we still don't have all of the answers to the Kennedy assassination.
Oh, I agree.
So that was kind of my point, is that we have to look at what's happening in our world and say, how is this going to affect me? What am I going to do? Instead of being paralyzed with fear, I say, let's move forward, take a stand. So thank you for calling in today, and that'll be Darsha Stebbins sitting in for Susanna Luthi for another week in the camp. Thank you so much. Love talking to everyone here. And we'll be back next week.
Free Talk California is brought to you by A-Town Diner in Atascadero on El Camino Real. Now open for dinner every night. Ask about the daily specials. AM 1230 KPRL, 99.3 FM, KPRL.com, Paso Robles, Atascadero, Templeton.